Now we want to talk about testing. This has been one of the most discussed and most scrutinized parts of the coronavirus pandemic and one of the most confusing. Just weeks ago, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was the sole reliable test lab in the country, and results took days to get back. Today, more than 160,000 Americans have tested positive for the virus, a fraction of the population, and access to tests is still a challenge for many. And you had a lot of questions about testing, so today we've invited NPR science correspondent and senior editor Rob Stein and Dr. Tzion Freyu, a New York City emergency physician and professor at Columbia University, to help you get some answers. And I'm so glad both of you are here. I'm going to jump right into the questions because we have so many. Dr. Freyu, every place operates differently. So in New York, what are the policies and who is getting tested?
Okay, thank you for having me. So the policies all over the country, just not only New York, do change, you know, by the day, by the minute. And that depends on the availability of the kits and the resources that are available. I'll tell you this, as an emergency physician working in the hospital, we're not testing unless the patients are severely ill and need to be hospitalized. Most patients that come in with the symptoms and they either have mild symptoms or they don't need to be admitted to the hospital, we're not offering them those tests because it's just not available. And that goes for everyone. It's just not only for the patients, but even healthcare professionals that come to our emergency department unless they need to be admitted. We're not offering those tests. However, I want to clarify because the Department of Health, the regulations have also changed. Initially, the tests used to be offered for everyone that had exposures or known travel history to the high-risk countries. And as of today, actually, I just checked it before I got on this call, the Department of Health issued a guidance that testing shall be authorized by the healthcare provider and if anybody who's quote-unquote high-risk exposure. But also the recent updates and number that they had where they show all the number of cases in the testing, it says that NYC Department of Health is only offering the test for patients that need to be admitted, and we're discouraging people that have mild and moderate symptoms from getting tested. So the rule of thumb for our emergency departments are that we're not testing everyone, only when they need to be admitted to the hospital.
Well, here we've got a listener who has a number of things that are a number of issues that lead her to be concerned. This is from Sheila in Maple Shade, New Jersey. Let's hear her question.
I'm just curious, up until the 19th, I was working in a 12 by 12 foot office space with three other people, and one of those people has been now hospitalized with confirmed COVID. My last interaction with him was on just shy of 2 weeks, and I'm concerned, should I go get a COVID test because could I be asymptomatic positive? My biggest concern comes because I live with a congestive heart failure patient, and if he were to get sick, that would be devastating.
And we actually have Sheila on the line. Sheila, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And just recognizing just how stressful this has to be for you. So do you mind if I ask, how are you feeling?
I feel fine. I feel absolutely fine, which is kind of concerning too.
Oh, well, let's ask Dr. Freyu. Dr. Freyu, what advice do you have for Sheila?
So based on what you've told us and what I heard, and just Sheila, just to reassure you, that's a concern that most people do have. We have patients like you coming and requesting or calling with the same questions. Right now, at least based on what you told us, is about been 2 weeks, and my understanding is that you haven't had any symptom. So if you were, and then of course the Department of Health, I don't know what New Jersey's Department of Health guidance is, but if you have no symptoms, you are most likely not to get tested. I understand there's a concern you do live with somebody who's high risk, but we are telling everybody that has a known exposure like you did to ensure that they isolate, meaning if you have the opportunity to do so, be in a separate bedroom, do not share most of the common places, and to avoid any kind of contact and to make sure that you take all the necessary precautions, whether it's hand washing, sanitizing, and to ensure that you're not within less than of a 6 feet distance from your roommate or from your partner. So that's the recommendations that we have going forward. But then again, it's very important that you check the New Jersey Department of Health recommendation. And it's a good thing. It's reassuring that you don't have any symptom as of now for So it's been for almost about 2 weeks. So that's at least reassuring, but we still recommend that you continue to isolate.
Well, Sheila, we're going to keep a good thought for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Hang in
there.
Thank
you very much.
If you have a question for Dr. Sione Freyu and NPR's Rob Stein, please submit it by going to npr.org/nationalconversation, or you can go to Twitter and use the hashtag NPR Conversation. Okay, more questions. Next, Maria from Sacramento, California.
I have a question about the antibodies test. So if you take one of those new antibodies tests and it shows that you have antibodies to the virus, does that mean that at some point you were exposed and you did acquire the virus and you were contagious? Or does it mean that you may have been exposed to the virus and that your immune system just built antibodies and now you can't infect anyone?
Interesting. Rob, what do we know about antibodies?
Yeah, so this new antibody test, you know, looks for these proteins, these antibodies, in a drop of blood instead of from, you know, taking a swab looking for the virus in your nose. And then the idea is that these antibodies in your blood can tell whether someone was exposed to the virus in the past, and that triggered an immune response by their immune system. And this could be really useful for figuring out if somebody might have developed some level of immunity to the virus, you know, and it could help figure out whether people like, you know, doctors and nurses might be safe for them to go back to work. But, you know, experts' question is a lot we don't know. We have to be careful about this because we don't really know how much protection those antibodies really provide. But this test could be really helpful for scientists trying to figure out really how widespread the virus has been in the population, answer some really important questions.
Let me squeeze in one more question before we need to take a very short break. This is Elizabeth, who has a question about test numbers, and here it is.
In Oregon, where I live, I know several people, including myself, who believe that they have had COVID-19, but were not given tests to verify the virus because they fall into the category of only having mild symptoms. For the United States, are there estimates of how many people may have already had COVID-19 but have not been tested versus those that were tested and got a positive result?
So Rob, do we have any information about that?
No, and that's a really, really big, important question because we haven't had enough testing. That's a huge mystery. And so we really need to know that to know really what's going on with this virus and how deadly it is and how dangerous it really is. So until we get that testing, we're not going to have that answer.
Dr. Freyu, just from your observation as briefly as you can, because we need to take a short break shortly, what are your thoughts about that?
So I would definitely agree with what Rob said. From my observation in the emergency department, for every one patient I'm testing and admitting to the hospital, I'm discharging around 4 to 5 patients to go home without getting tested and telling them the instructions to stay at home. So we won't have the real numbers and not anytime soon.
I'm going to ask you both to stay with us. We have so many questions about testing, and rightly so. It's a very confusing topic. And Dr. Freyu and NPR's Rob Stein are here to offer some clarity. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News. Stay with us. We'll be right back.